This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick the week off with, the way we like to kick the week off with, podcaster at Self Defense Gun Stories and the Play Society podcast, and writer at Slow Facts WordPress blog, ClashDaily.com, Amoland.com, and all kinds of other places. And that would be, there's only one guy that applies to, and that would be Rob Morris. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Bill. You know, you and I go into this raw. We don't even talk to each other before the show opens. But given that we've got an elephant dancing in the room, I assumed we were going to talk about it.
Sure.
So, now you can be accused of a crime during a job interview.
Yeah.
Where you have no way to disprove the accusation, and yet you can still be convicted of it.
Right.
And it's a job interview, not a trial. So, Brett Kavanaugh, hopefully soon to be Supreme Court Justice Kavanaugh, is accused. And if you talk to the prosecutor that the Senate Judiciary Committee used, they go, look, we're going to be impartial. Here, you're a prosecutor. Go tell us what this looks like. And she goes, I couldn't prosecute this criminally. Even if it happened today, I couldn't prosecute it criminally. I couldn't even prosecute it for civil charges.
Right.
Now, remember, there's a difference whether you call it preponderance of evidence versus shadow of a doubt.
Which they don't have either.
Which at all. So why did this happen? Why did this whole circus play out the way it did? That's, to me, what's fascinating.
Well, it has to do with a lot of things. It has to do with the fact that heretofore, they've always looked at the courts as a means to get their agenda pushed through.
Right.
Where we find rights that didn't exist, that are not in the Constitution. Or where we legislate from the bench, where we just, make up case law or something. That's going to be going away, because once that happens, see, I'm still waiting. I think Kavanaugh's still going to be confirmed.
We're about to find out. It's
It's
two votes one way or another. And aren't the people in Arizona embarrassed about Senator Flake?
Oh, I'm sure they are. But, these guys are not used to. I would have thought after Alexandria, these guys would have toughened up.
Yes.
And instead, they, the senators obviously didn't. Maybe the House members did, but the senators didn't. And the ones that are, in the Senate, they're sitting around going, this is the upper house, and it's this, that, the other. And on the other hand, it's now mob rule. And Flake fell sort of. A lot of people were yelling at Flake, so,
The account from Ford is inconsistent in many, many ways, and the committee prosecutor just laid that out on the table.
Right.
Whether it's the notes from the therapist, the interviews she gave to the Post, or the letters to Feinstein, it doesn't fit. But I think let's face it, there's some big money behind this. Soros and Bloomberg money.
Sure.
And they're going, look, we can't win in the courts. We can't win in the Senate. Maybe we can win in the court of public opinion. So effectively, when the hearings are over, let's throw the dice out there, because we own the media. So they're thinking, win or lose, if Kavanaugh gets confirmed, oh, those sexist Republicans, and this is like the great flip that supposedly happened in politics, where Democrats, you know, were the KKK, and then they threw that charge onto the Republicans.
Sure.
Now we've got, you know, Hollywood and Bill Clinton being, and many of the Democrat legislators being known sex offenders. They've had to pay for sexual harassment suits, and yet they'll just say, oh, because the Republican Senate supported Kavanaugh, they're all a bunch of sexual abusers.
Right. Well, so, I mean, it's you know, this is them. They have this faux outrage. Bernie Sanders sent a letter to Chuck Grassley, Charles Grassley, the
right.
chairman, demanding that this not only be investigated by the FBI, but they also investigate him for all of his perjured statements he's made over the years, because, you know, he's been through 6 background checks already. He's in background check number 7. So Grassley got out there and said, you know, I'm going to presume that you were there when we were going through all of these hearings and everything else. And he let him have it. And, I mean, the Democrats, their optic that they have right now is not one where somebody's saying, oh, they're in it for the good of the country. They're in it for their own good. And everybody sees that. Even a bunch of Democratic strategy makers are out there going, this is a bad idea.
Right.
Even the polls are beginning to show this. And doing this in October was a bad idea.
I think. Now, but 2 things. The Democrat strategy was accurate when they said, because what, broadcasters only covered Kavanaugh's rebuttal when they covered it at all.
Right.
But it, depending on which week you look at, it was either 4% or 8% of the coverage expressed Kavanaugh's side at all. So that's, you know, 10 to 1 against. So the media industrial, the Democrat media complex is sure working hard.
Yeah,
but it doesn't seem to be working that well.
Well, that's because it doesn't matter what the public thinks.
What do you mean?
It doesn't matter what the public thinks on this. This will be something that happens in the Senate. There's no polls going to change this or anything else. They may be using the polls to intimidate people like Flake, who's flaking out on it. But at the end of the day, it's going to be decided by the Senate. This is not a popularity contest. I mean, I didn't think Trump was a popularity contest. I didn't want him to win because he was popular. I wanted him to win because he was going to be a brawler.
Well, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
Are the Democrats playing for the judge or for the election that comes up in, what, 5 weeks?
Well, I think they thought they were doing both. But
yeah.
The problem is they're having this walk away. They've got 2 problems right now. A lot of Hispanics and a lot of black people in America today like what Trump's doing.
Right.
So they're going to support him on that one. And they didn't have enough numbers there to do it. Otherwise, they're, you know, the elite base in the coastal population centers mm-hmm. just won't be enough. Plus, all of these elections coming up aren't national. These are all local. So,
right.
You know, I think this was a very bad strategy that they've employed here because, plus, you know, this is just, you know, this is a wake-up call for the Republicans. The Republicans are never going to look at these guys again the same way.
I hope.
Well, I mean, Lindsey Graham is the most compromising dude ever. And he got out there and said, you know, I voted for Sotomayor and I voted for Kagan. Tell him I said hello.
Did somebody inadvertently give him a shot of testosterone? Where did that come from?
I don't know. I like it when he gets angry. Anyway, it's such a rare thing.
Twice in his career.
I think this may be a changing thing. But anyway, let me do a little pointing out, if I may. Rob Morris is a writer. He is a writer at Slowfax WordPress blog, where everything goes out, and then he gets picked up by places like ClashDaily.com with Doug Giles or Amoland.com with everybody there. And then on the audio side of it, 2 podcasts, Self-Defense Gun Stories, truly unique in the United States, and the Ensemble Polite Society podcast. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Oh,
piece of Americana. This is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse about stuff, the 800-pound gorilla in the room has already been disposed of. You know what the thing is that they're afraid of? They're afraid of, they say it's about Roe versus Wade, but it's about guns.
I've heard arguments both ways, and I just say yes. Yes, it is. Well, now, this is what somebody pointed out to me.
Right.
they looked at how long it took to confirm justices over time. Oh, you know who did this? Our friend John Lott. If there's a number in an article, John will dig it up. You know, you go back 80 years, it took 2 days.
Right.
Yeah, you know, the guy sounded reasonable. Everybody, not only did it take more time, but the voting became more and more partisan. And the reason is government controls more and more and more. Go back. Look, if you're a younger member of the audience, this is our history section. When Bill and I grew up, there was no EPA. There was no Department of Energy, Department of Education. There was no Consumer Product Safety Commission.
No Department of Homeland Security.
All of those are multi-billion dollar operations that produce contractors with huge incentives to get government kickbacks. That's what's at play. I mean, right now, Planned Parenthood donated $23 million to politicians. And if somebody said, look, if they have that much money, why is any government at any level giving them a penny?
You would think.
Well, or was that the goal? I mean, I've heard that's why we didn't get rid of Obamacare, because Big Pharma has donated so many million dollars to politicians. It's now part of the kickback scheme.
Yeah, but it hasn't been part of it for a long time. That's the thing. That's the thing. So with a new bunch of people coming in, with all of these Republicans that are letting go and all of these Democrats in jeopardy, that could very easily change overnight almost. Well, you know, between November 8th and November 9th or whatever the election day
is. That's right. So. Well, and this is about guns. I mean, for Joe Manchin, it is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's about guns for all these guys. I mean, There's a bunch of things they would like to see us have. They'd like to see us have single payer, which is the same thing as slavery. I mean, they were talking about death panels on Obamacare. They literally have them on single payer. I was thinking, do you remember Mickey Mantle when he had his liver transplant?
He's a terminal drunk, yeah.
Yeah, well, he when he got his liver transplant under single payer, that would not have been allowed. And he would not have been allowed to leave the United States to go get it. Well, I mean, I guess he could have left the United States, but, you know, with Charlie Gard over there in Britain, they raised $1.5 million for his medical care, and the NHS would not let him leave the country. They kept him there so he could die.
Yeah.
And in England, I mean, you know, since we're talking about single payer, they have it. If you call an ambulance right now, it's a 62-hour wait.
Oh, my God. Oh, excuse me. I didn't mean to swear on your program. Well, you know, are we getting woke, Bill? 72% of Republicans, 43% of independents, and even 20% of the Democrats think that the Kavanaugh witch trial is just that, a witch hunt.
Yeah, but, just that perception is the problem. The Democrats normally, if the elections were next year, this wouldn't be a bad strategy because everybody would have forgotten by then.
Right.
Something else would have come up.
Yep.
But let's say doing it now, and we still got another week of this, and then they're saying, well, even if he's confirmed, we're going to try to impeach him. We're going to do this. We're going to raise taxes. We're going to impeach Trump. I mean, this kind of telegraphing of their intentions, this is not the smartest. And plus, they're campaigning on gun control, too. Let's not forget that one. That's, you know, Chris Murphy's out there out of Connecticut. Feinstein is out there trying. Well, I don't know how hard Feinstein's going at it, but she's sitting around right now feeling like she made a big mistake and feeling pretty stupid. But
I think you just touched on something that's brilliant. But before, I had this little personal joke between us, though. Wouldn't you like to be on the Ford Kavanaugh investigation team?
Not necessarily, because
really?
Well, see, here's the thing. What's going to happen, you know, Ford scrubbed her social media prior to all of this coming up. She went and scrubbed it all. this FBI investigation, they will have to look real hard at her because they've got all of this stuff on Kavanaugh. They got all kinds of stuff on Kavanaugh. Right. They don't have anything on Ford. So they're going to have to go back and look at her, and they're going to fill out these things. They're called 302s, which are forms, investigation forms. And it will basically be the same thing we saw at the hearing when Ford testified and Kavanaugh testified, except they'll be writing it down. There will be no conclusion, but a lot of stuff will be found out about Ford.
Her phone records, email, text records, employer confidential emails, bank and travel records, his and hers and their relatives. She works at a school in Palo Alto, and one of the Congress critters out there. Was it Feinstein? Yeah, I think Diane's hubby is on the board of directors.
Yeah, so this is... you ever seen one of those basketball games where there's no way they're going to win and there's 3 seconds left and the losing team has 3 timeouts and they call them all every second, every half a second they're calling a timeout. This is what this is. This is all this is. I used to hate college basketball because the game would be over. We would know who had won. We would know who had lost and still they'd be calling a timeout to delay the inevitable.
Well, I don't know that. Okay, maybe the Dems are trying to choose how many points they lose or how many they win.
They're not winning anything though. This is the biggest, dumbest. I mean, we couldn't have written this for them. We couldn't have said, "Listen, you guys need to go out and look like a bunch of partisan buffoons." Just stand the country on the ear, guilty unless proven innocent. That's your goal, right? Believe the accusers. Hashtag Me Too. All that stuff. You know.
They're trying to drive out their base, which they're doing. This is great to energize hardcore socialists.
Sure.
The question is, how many hardcore socialists will be left standing? I think it's going to drive the independents and the moderates over to the other side.
Just remember this. Except for California, Trump won 85% of the popular vote. So, you know, it doesn't matter how many socialists they drive up. They might get Dianne Feinstein reelected. Whoa! So anyway, coming up on the next break, you know, Rob, he's a writer out there. Slow Facts WordPress blog. If you go there, you're going to get everything he writes. Go to his website, Slow Facts WordPress blog. Check it out. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. Frustrated by your lack of shooting accuracy? Mantis X can help. Mantis X is an electronic coaching system that analyzes your shooting mechanics, diagnoses your issues, and recommends improvements, all in real time. Attach the motion sensor to your gun, pair it with our free coaching app on your phone, and start shooting. Mantis X shows you what you're doing wrong. Use Mantis X 3 ways. Live fire, dry fire, or airsoft. Shoot, analyze, improve. MantisX.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump on Monday celebrated a new trade deal with Canada and Mexico, saying he kept his promise to fix America's bad trade agreements with the rest of the world.
This landmark agreement will send cash and jobs pouring into the United States and into North America. Good for Canada, good for Mexico.
The president was also asked about Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh and the FBI's investigation.
I'm guided by the Senate. I want to make the Senate happy because ultimately they're making the judgment. I'm not making the judgment. I've already made my judgment. The Senate is making a judgment on Judge Kavanaugh. That's a very important thing to do.
Tropical Storm Rosa is bringing rain to parts of California, Arizona, and Utah. Flash flood watches and warnings are in effect, and flooding is expected with 4 to 6 inches of rain in some parts of each of those states. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference. So you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance. Because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens. Trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load.
I am talking to Rob Morsey. Is of course, you know, he was in Chicago a week ago or so, and back now, and we've been watching the fight that is going on with Kavanaugh. With I'm not going to sit here and say, well, I'm enjoying it because it's a big waste of time. I mean, but this is what the Democrats do; they waste.
Well, I think you helped me just write my next column, Bill.
Oh, okay.
Called Kindler and Gentler Fascists. Remember we had the shooting of congressmen where Steve Scalise was terribly hurt?
Yep.
Rand Paul was attacked, put in the hospital. Huckabee was chased from a restaurant in Virginia. Cruz was hounded out of a restaurant. I think that was in New York City, or was it D.C.?
It might have been in D.C., but you know what it is, and it's not so much they're fascist, they're sociopathic. They don't have any empathy, and, you know, they don't see what this is inviting. They will see what it's inviting, because it will eventually, that's the thing about the left, they eventually always circle back on themselves.
Well, and I was a little bit worried about that gal who set up that open carry march in Ohio.
Sure.
Now, Antifa went and tried to beat them up, but the cops got in there. Beating up an open carry march, I mean, what's the pet phrase? Did you want to get shot? Because yeah, that's how you get shot. I think the cops dove in and arrested a bunch of the Antifa guys because, you know, open carry supporters, you're not beating up a bunch of unarmed latte drinkers. Not a lot of soy gets consumed by these guys.
Well, you know, I hang out at Starbucks. I love Starbucks. But when I go and I sit there and I love Starbucks, I'm sitting there with my gun digging into my hip.
Right.
So.
If you try and beat up the cops in Ohio, they're not going to sit back like they did in Berkeley.
Oh, no. I mean, in Berkeley, they were just like cowboys. They were just herding the Trump supporters into Antifa. The Ohio cops are a different breed.
Well, but what I see, here's my fear, given that they own the media.
Right.
Antifa pulls a stupid and the cops arrest them. Oh, we're the victims. We're being oppressed by the police. Antifa beats up a bunch of guys who don't fight back, and they go, fear us. So I think they have a spin machine that tries to promote it either way. Thank goodness for your listeners, Bill, who get to hear the real side.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, this is a thing with the media, and I don't know if I told you this or not, but let me tell you this real quick. I was asked in the chat room who the main gun grabbers are by name.
Sure.
And by name, you know, I know who the contributors are, who give most of the money, because gun grabbing doesn't pay well.
Right.
there are no paying members of the Brady campaign or anything like that. So most of the time they have to have a sugar daddy, like a Bloomberg or a Soros or maybe a combination thereof.
Allen would be the other one out of Washington, right?
Sure, sure. And the person got out there and said that I didn't know what I was talking about because I was saying because my answer is anybody that wants single payer or have to have climate change on you is a gun grabber. Because in order to make that happen, there's going to be guns grabbed. And their thing was how much money is thrown into it. But see, money only buys advertising. It might pay some salaries, right? It might pay for some placards or everything else, but it only pays really for advertising. And advertising, as we know in 2016, doesn't always work when an election or a policy is in play. Well, it does work where there's a bunch of low-info voters, no doubt about it.
Yes, there you go.
But where there's an informed electorate, it doesn't work at all. And it gets ignored, and it's wasted money. And getting out there and worrying about how much money's out there, I mean, during, you know, when Knight and Maloney and all of those guys went to Colorado and they were calling for those recalls.
Carno.
Yeah,
yep.
Carno, all those people, they were getting outspent 22-1. And yet,
I know. Wasn't that amazing?
They got the recalls because they were on the ground. There was money coming in and they were buying advertisements, but these people were knocking on doors. You can't beat the grassroots. And getting out there and worrying about some of these things. And the media, who watches them? I mean, your audience is probably a high, you know, the people watching the mainstream media are waiting for the Dancing with the Stars to come on. they're just on the TV, and that's what's on when they turn it on. They're not watching it. People that pick up the Polite Society, they pick up self-defense gun stories, they go navigate where you're writing. They're going there to see your take and to get your perspective, and they're going to take 100% of it. And none of it's going to be glossy or nothing. They're just going to be like, and they may agree with you or disagree with you, but you're going to make them think. And that's the difference between our audiences and the mainstream media's audience.
I hope. And occasionally, you and I do get challenged. Bring it on, guys. I've been
sure.
wrong. And if you've got something you've thought through, bring it to me, because right or wrong, I'll learn from it. What do you think about this? Do you think the groups, and these are well-funded groups that opposed Kavanaugh, did all this opposition research, cost millions of dollars to
sure.
do that. That's right out of Soros' pocket.
Yeah, but I mean, it's at the end of the day, this is going to be money that they would throw back. They may as well have taken it and set it on fire.
Well, maybe they, okay, that's what you and I think. They did it to get a few more votes for legislators nationwide. It's advertising for Team Socialist.
Sure. But Team Socialist has never lived like, I think we ought to send the socialists, the Democratic Socialists of America, let's send them to Venezuela and let them get into that pitched hand-to-hand combat they get involved in just for toilet paper and a can of dog food.
Wow.
Let's let them go live the life to where, you know, when they see, I don't want to live as a socialist because then my Starbucks would become a coffee co-op and I would be told what I can drink and what I can't, whether I can have my froth milk or not. And I'm not having that.
You know, and the thing that would really set you against it, that craft beer. No, you get the state approved beer for the year.
Well, see,
that's what would be the death of socialism.
That means war.
Thank you, Bill. Hey, since you're laughing and I'm laughing, when
sure.
we come back, the article that got the record number of responses of mine, I just did it on Amaland.
Was it the one about permits?
Yes.
Okay, yeah, let's talk about that.
People lost their minds.
I'm sure they did. Well, listen, I mean, this is the thing. You know, the thing speaks for itself. Ammoland and all these other websites, I don't know what their traffic is, but I know that not every gun owner is going there. I know half of the gun owners aren't going there. I know half of the gun owners aren't members of 2AF, GOA, NRA, any of these other things. So let's face it. And the ones that you drove insane, yeah, they're fully engaged. But, I mean, they need to understand that they need to be talking to some of their buddies.
Right.
They need to be talking. There's a lot of gun owners that own guns. I mean, just a lot of them. But they're living their life for the tailgating that's coming up this weekend.
Well, we'll tease the audience, and we all know them, and I have some dear friends who keep coming up with excuses why they shouldn't carry. Okay. And yet they keep sending me all these little news clips. Oh, did you see about the crime in the neighborhood? And I'm going, wait a minute, Mike, you're hurting my head. How can you do that with one hand and say you shouldn't carry with the other?
And plus, you know, it's not like you don't research to write your stuff anyway, right? Anyway, Rob Morris, you can find his podcast at iTunes, Stitcher Radio, TuneIn, all this other stuff. And when I say podcast, I should be saying podcasts, because he does the Polite Society podcast, which is the Ensemble, and, of course, the unique, one-of-a-kind Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. That coming out twice a week, I think. So we'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutraMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We promote the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse and invite you to try them today by visiting GCNLife.com. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse about all. We were rehashing some old things, but let's talk about some new business. Rob recently wrote an article that I purposely did not even look at this. When I saw it though, I knew that there would be fireworks off of this one, so let's discuss this one.
Well, these are the excuses we've all used. We've used them, you and I. You know, come on, Bill, why aren't you carrying? Oh, do I really? Does this gun make me look fat? I mean, so I'd heard one too many. I tossed it out on Facebook, said, give me your excuses. And the article wrote itself. I didn't even need to contribute. So, you've heard them all. You've given them. Your friends have given them, and they all bother us. Now, here's what's true. For each one you've said, here's the others you haven't. Listen to how they all really sound crazy. You don't need to carry concealed because the police are there to protect you.
Okay.
You special snowflake, you. You don't need a defensive tool because your significant other will always be there to protect you.
Well, that's what my wife says.
I know. My wife now carries, so I would have been afraid to say that earlier. Don't get your carry permit now. No. Wait until the politicians eventually passed constitutional carry. That way you won't need a permit in your...
Yeah.
Right? Oh, on the other hand, I just carry anyway because, you know, breaking the law and becoming a felon, that's not as bad as it used to be.
No. Well, no, not in this era, but I mean, you know, back in the day it was a bad thing to do, but I know lots of people that did it.
What's the most popular one you hear?
I used to have a lot of myself, Rob. Right before the heart attack and everything, when I had a permit and everything, my back was so bad and everything else because I was so big and fat and ready to just, you know, vapor lock at any minute. And my back was so bad that I couldn't walk like 15 yards.
Wow.
And that pressing on me would cause all kinds of pain and everything else. So, I eventually quit carrying because of that. I've segued though. The only time I don't carry on me now is when I'm riding a bike, and then I'm sort of carrying on me because I have a bike messenger's tool bag on my hip on a belt, and it is essentially just a big, wide, innocuous looking flap holster because my only tools in there are a couple of inner tubes, a patch kit, and a gun.
Yeah, it's the miniature version of your welcome wagon bag.
Right.
Right.
But that's the only time I don't carry on me.
So,
now,
okay, you know, physical I absolutely understand if it's not allowed in your jurisdiction. I sure. get it. You have a physical condition that means you can't. Look, if you're swimming, I don't expect you to. I understand it, but the one that I hear the most down here in Louisiana is, I don't want to get on a government list.
Have you not heard that? Have you not heard that, like, with the podcast? I've had people write, Dear Bill, please find a way to get the podcast so I don't have to subscribe to it because I don't want to be on a list.
Yes. And I go, well, I get it. Yeah, don't be on a list. You're going to turn in your driver's license and your credit cards, too, I assume.
Sure.
Yep. You don't want to be a property owner, so you're going to sell your house.
All that stuff.
And you're going to bicycle everywhere?
I don't know.
Wow.
I try to appease everybody. But the problem is that we are all on somebody's lists.
That's a long time ago.
Yeah. And the big fact is that they can't handle everybody that got on the list. I mean, there's just not enough of them.
See, that's my point. They say, oh, the government may become tyrannical and come after me. Huh. And I go, you special snowflake, you. That's kind of a narcissistic point of view. And do you think you'd be safer if there were a lot of people on the list or you were all alone and unarmed?
Huh.
Well, I really would like to know what somebody would have to actually do in order to come down on that, the short list of the one they go get.
Right. Well, in California, if your wife gets a drug prescription, you know, they can say, oh, those are special meds. Sure. We have to disarm everybody. Yeah, so there are crazy states. I understand it. I just, even in that case, I don't necessarily agree. Yeah.
Well, all of the reasons, the problem with that is that, and I learned this a long time ago, and that's just why I've had to find different ways to carry different things, like and with workout stuff on, which doesn't have belts, doesn't have belt loops.
Right.
You have to resort to stuff like a belly band, right?
Right.
Because you need it on you. Having it like in a fanny pack or something else, that's sort of close, but it's not as far as it needs to go. It needs to be on you. And because in the event something bad happens, it's not going to be one of these things where, let me rotate my fanny pack. Hang on there, son, before you start blowing us away. Let me just pull this around here. Okay, now let's go. That's just not, it's going to be very inconvenient. It's going to be very quick. It's going to be very shocking.
Right. Right.
So.
And in my gun stories, I talk about it. Occasionally, it's a matter of seconds. Usually, it's fractions of a second.
Yep.
Yeah, wow. It
I think at Tactical Response, we heard they called it the rule of threes. 3 seconds, 3 rounds, 3 feet.
Yes. Yep. Now, are there examples that break that rule? Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
But if you had to divine, sometimes it's closer, sometimes it's faster. I need to go get a custom whiz bang gun so I can shit. So I can hit a 6-inch plate at 100 yards. No, you're feeding your 007 fantasy.
Right.
Just get it done.
I have to agree with that. But anyway.
So how about the other excuses? And guys, and Amalan came through like a charm. They barked at all of them. I don't want to give the government my fingerprints.
Well,
really?
How many of them are military veterans? Because they've already got mine.
Oh man, I've got mine a dozen times over. It's really don't get your permit until your spouse is willing to get hers too. This hurt. It kind of was. I should have had more to drink before I did this.
Yeah.
Don't carry concealed. That way your family doesn't have to worry if they throw you a surprise party.
Huh?
So,
like, if I walk in, surprise, everybody here is going to die right now.
Right. Look, when you ask a bunch of instructors, they have heard it all. Every last rationalization. You live in a safe neighborhood, and criminals could never find us here. Okay. I don't think I can fix it, but I wanted to put it all out there because some of it, you know, some of it we clearly see as crazy, and then some of it's tempting. You go, yeah, you know, well, maybe I sort of do think like that.
Yeah, well, I've... you know, one thing that we've seen in Chicago is that the Chicago thugs have figured out, you know, we got to go to the nice neighborhoods for the carjackings because carjacking a bunch of junk is just getting us nowhere.
Right.
So they are extending into the nicer areas of Chicago now. And that's one thing that you don't hear about. There's this one shopping center down there that keeps getting shut down because they keep doing a little wilding there where 200 or so of their closest friends will run through it and just, you know, create all kinds of stuff. Anyway, we're about to run out of time. You need to write more articles like that, though. That critical thought process is just, you just got to cultivate that for them.
Well, you gave me my article, Bill.
Sure.
Between the craziness that we're seeing, attacks on our political figures, and even attack on an open carry march. I'm good for my article for this week. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you next week.
Of course. Well, I look forward to it as long as everything works and everybody's in town, I'm happy. So thank you, sir.
Talk to you next week.
Yes, sir. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Cheaper Than Dirt is America's ultimate shooting sports discounter. We sell it for less because we can. From ammo and gun to optics, from hunting and shooting to survival gear, we have everything for the outdoors. And all high-quality brand-name product from your favorite manufacturers. Enjoy the Cheaper Than Dirt Rewards program, where every dollar earns points and gets you more gear. At Cheaper Than Dirt, we sell it for less, and it's all in stock and ready to ship. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.